This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the 7 o'clock Eastern Time hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. If you can't get a hold of us or you're just too nervous to get on the line, definitely go to the website, paulparent.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's an email feature down there where you can say, it says contact us. Send an email out and we'll get to you as soon as we can. We're working with some things to get it better. The emails are still going to my father's email address. So once they go to my father's email address, it takes a couple days. My mother will send them to me. So there is a little bit of a time there, but we're working on actually getting them so they'll go right to me for the email so I can answer them quicker. I know there's a few out there in the past week that have asked some questions. So don't fret. I'm going to get to you soon. But it's definitely something that if you don't want to get online, I will definitely see it and try to answer it as soon as possible. So the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Dick, over in Bath.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Clubs. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have four rhododendrons, and they're just growing into more like a tree. And they haven't ever been pruned, and I was wondering how can I prune them back, and when should I do it? And they're even opening up on the bottom by about 2 feet before you get any foliage at all.
Okay.
And so they're just, you might say, out of control.
Gotcha. So there's a couple things when it comes to pruning. Your rhododendrons or any flowering plant in general. The best time of year to be pruning anything that flowers is right after it flowers.
Okay.
That's the best time to do it.
Yeah.
What it does is you don't affect next year's blossoms. If you were to look at the rhododendrons right now, you're going to see buds on all the plants. By cutting anything back, you're getting rid of next year's flowers. That being said, if you think they're just... Go ahead.
Excuse me. They're really so tall that I can't take most of the spent blossoms off either. And so I'd like to get them down where I can handle them.
Yep. So you can do it right after it flowers. But at the same time, it sounds like it's kind of gotten out of control. You might be all right with it for a season not flowering as much, so you can actually use the plant in the way that you want it to. You can see it the way you want to, be able to protect it, clean it, etc. So you could prune it at this point. That would be fine. The general rule of thumb is when you prune is about a third of the plant can be cut at a time. What I'd like to do for you is that bottom two that there's just woody structure, don't count that as part of the height. Only count the height where there's actually green leaves coming out, that type of thing. So, okay. so say the plant is, let's just to make this easy, 3 feet tall. You would cut back a foot of that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that 3 feet would have to be where the green is. So make sure it's that just the green that you're cutting back by a third. A lot of times what will happen is on some other shrubs and trees, the green is just on the outside and it's just woody structure on the inside.
Yeah.
If you were to cut by a third of the entire plant, sometimes you just get into the woody structure and all you got left is. So that's why I like to look at it.
Excuse me. These are about probably 12 feet tall now.
Okay.
And so just right. It's okay to shape the plant and take it off the top.
Yes.
Reduce its height.
I'll give you an example. At my house, I had two rhododendrons in the front. They're shady area. They had just gotten overgrown before I purchased the house. I had done it right after it flowered, but you could do this now. I took a look at the plant, and I almost box shaped it just because of where it was. but I took a lot off the top. What I also did is I didn't just prune, just to stay at the third. I looked at some of the branches, and I went all the way back on some of the branches. Because you'll notice that some of the tops, if you were to cut it, say you had a height that you're going to, like you're saying 12 feet, so let's call it 9 feet from there.
Yeah.
One of those branches cutting all the way down might be like longer, or it might just go underneath, and it might just shape it right. You kind of look at the plant and you cut one branch or one spot area and kind of step back and take a look at it and see, how it's shaped and does it look good to you, that type of thing. Since you're doing it now and you're not worried about the blossoms, you're going to be more worried about the growth. It's going to look bare to you in some of the spots after you cut back some of it to shape it. But it's going to take a number of times in order to get it to the way you want it to.
Okay.
So just realize...
Each year, cut it back another third?
Well, so definitely, you're gonna continue to cut it year after year. You're going to notice what's happened is, so you'll cut it now. You'll look in the spring, maybe, let's say April, May. You're going to look and say, oh, I wish I could have gotten this one or this one. All right. It's still time to do it. You can shape it a little bit and cut it back and really condense it. With something so big, it's going to take you some time. As you said, it's kind of been, let go. It's just gone kind of wild. It's almost like a tree. So it's going to take some time to just reduce this plant back. If you're going to cut it now... and you should do this either if you don't cut it or not, don't prune it back or not, is fertilize it with some holly tone at half
that's
the rate.
I
know
that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you do that in the spring and the fall, but it's especially important if you're going to cut it back to really be fertilizing it this fall, if you do it this fall.
Probably
the other thing,
do it in the spring. I can live with it until spring, certainly, after they flower again.
Perfect. That's a great time to do it.
Yeah, that'd be better for the plant, probably.
Yeah, and one other suggestion, and you probably already do it because it seems like you've done these things, was spray it with wilt-proof for winter.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
It's big now. It's hard to do it anymore.
I understand. But as much protection as you can for the plant as possible, because you never know what's going to happen with our winters,
that type
of thing.
That's for sure. Okay. And so,
all right, Dick.
Will that start bringing the shrubbery back to the lower part of the tree, or is that...
It might not. It's probably going to be like that. One of the great things you could be doing is start underplanting, like the understory type planting. You know, maybe put some perennials under there that love shade, or, you know, sun, depending upon how it's exposed, which type of rhododendron it is. But you can kind of plant in front of it and create a different type of garden there. So maybe that would, you know, work for you.
Close it in a little bit.
Just kind of hide it instead of, you know, worrying about the plant, the leaves coming there. You can add a different season of exposure, you know, a different time of blooming, get some nice different things there. You know, if you want to do annuals each year. Switch them out, that type of thing. Maybe put some grasses for a different type of foliage, that type of thing. You never know. Options are endless, and my father used to say that there's no mistakes in gardening, so you can really just try anything you'd want with it.
I've made a lot of mistakes, so I've learned a lot.
Great. Hey, that's the best way to do it. Like I said, my father always said, gardening, there's no mistakes. It's just trying again and continuing to go.
He was one wonderful man. Wonderful man. We'll miss him. We will miss him. And my sincere condolences.
Thank you.
We listen for me each week. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Dick, call anytime, and if you have any more questions, you know, during the week or anything, go to our website at paulparent.com to give us all the way down to give us some more questions. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The sun's been up for a bit. It looks gorgeous out there. And nice temperatures today. Be a high of 80 where I'll be, which will be in Winchester, Mass. Later today. Up here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I am, it's a nice 60 degrees right now. It's really great sleeping weather lately, I do have to say. But it's a great day to get out in the garden, to get out there and do some things, get some things settled, clean up, get ready for fall, that type of thing. It's it's also the time of the year where we should be doing lawns, getting some lawns ready for the next, for the fall, fertilizing, putting new grass seed down, and then moving on to help for the spring. Did you know that fall is the best time to plant grass seed? Let's get your lawn looking great again this fall using Bonide DuraTurf products. If you need to plant grass seed to repair your lawn, we recommend Bonide Sun and Shade, Full Sun, or Dense Shade mixtures to do the job. These are specially formulated to hold up to our harsh summers. These are drought, insect, and disease-resistant grass seed mixtures that will establish quickly and blend into your existing lawn. Make sure you get the newly planted grass seed off to a good start by applying Bonide's Lawn Seed Starter Fertilizer. This fertilizer will help encourage strong root growth before winter and also thicken your existing lawn. If you're not reseeding your lawn this fall, use Bonide's Winterizer Fertilizer. Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. Bonide's Winterizer will provide the nutrients necessary to green your lawn up now and to strengthen it for winter months. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide Turf products are available at these fine stores. And an Agway near you, Russell's Garden Center in Wayland, Massachusetts, and every blooming thing in Scituate, Massachusetts. All right, so the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's get back into the phone lines. Who's up next? It's all right. It's all good.
Sorry about that. We got Pamela in New Hampshire.
Camilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardens Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have two questions, but I first want to ask about my Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
Pruning it, I'm just wondering if the advice you just gave to the gentleman about his rhododendron, cutting it back right after it blooms, so that would be now, you mean?
Yes.
That I had to wait till... Okay, that's not going to upset the blossoms for next year?
So, no, so by doing it now, it does that. You can wait till the spring, because with the Rose of Sharon, a lot of times people will prune in the spring as well. But it's the general rule of thumb when it comes to flowering shrubs is usually right after they flower. A lot of shrubs and trees, for that matter, start to produce their blooms, their buds, in the following weeks that come after it blossoms. So the whole idea of flowers is to go to seed on a plant. So they create that seed and move on to the next. And then the next stage is to create that bud for next year so it can continue its growth for year after year. With the Rose of Sharon, you could be doing it now if it's too big for you, if it's just too much. Or you could do it in the spring like you have in the past and continue it that way. It's more of like a general rule of thumb. It's not for every plant. It's not like plants all have different thoughts, different processes that you can do with it. So either or, but if you've been doing it every year in the spring, continue to do it, because they're not trying to get out there and reinvent the wheel, that type of thing. It's already happened. You've done it, then just continue to do it.
Okay. All right. Now, my second question is about my amaryllis that I bought last year, and it didn't blossom. So it had two beautiful green shoots, but no blossom. So I waited for those to wither, and then I just cut them off. And I just stuck it in my closet, not knowing what really to do with it. But I notice now it's getting two new shoots, green shoots. So what should I do now to hopefully get it to blossom?
Well, so, obviously start to get it ready for the next season. There's a couple things we can do. I don't want to rush the answer because we're about to go to break. I want to make sure I give you all the information. So just hang tight for me. That way I can get everything for you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still described as a nasty and dangerous rainmaker, Florence has been downgraded to tropical depression. The National Weather Service reporting the storm, now packing maximum sustained winds of about 35 miles an hour southwest of Columbia, South Carolina, but dumping dozens of inches of rain on the Carolinas, where at least 13 people have died because of the storm, and hundreds of thousands remain without power. The power's back north of Boston, where there were dozens of natural gas fires and explosions on Thursday. Governor Charlie Baker says
inspections have been completed and signed off on over 5,000 residences. Over 5,000 customers have had their power restored.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Pamela from New Hampshire about her amaryllis. So a couple things. So now that the amaryllis itself has started to show some leaves, you can start to feed it. Get it in a sunny window. Take care of the watering. Water it on a regular basis. There's a couple things you can do for fertilizer. You can use a slow-release fertilizer, like a pelletized, like an Osmocote, if you will, that type of product. There's a bunch of other ones out there. I know there's a product, Dynamite, that works really well. That's a slow-release type fertilizer. But you're looking for a fertilizer that's like all the same numbers. Like a 10-10-10 is the best for the ratio. So you can do the slow-release fertilizer. And then at the same time, you can feed it every couple weeks with like a liquid fertilizer. They do have liquid 10-10-10 fertilizers that you could use. But you want to try to give it as much sunlight as possible. You want to, you know, you don't want to feed it before the leaves start. You want the leaves to start to pop up. That could be one of the reasons why it wasn't doing that. There's a number of other things that could have happened to it. Maybe in the previous time it didn't have enough time stored up in that like dormant period. You need like 6 to 12 weeks of just cool, dry, dark areas. These things happen with them. If you don't give them that plant rest, which it seems like you've done this time. You might have just gotten the bulb before, that type of thing. But it will definitely help it. But keeping it in the sun, fertilizing it starting now, that would be definitely something that would be good. Make sure it's in a tight pot with the potting mix. You don't need it to go, it doesn't have to be too big of a plant. Obviously you want it to be a big plant and look great. but you really just want to continue to water it full sun and that fertilizer. It could take some time. A few of those things should help, but the fertilizer of like a 10-10-10 with a slow release and a quick release type product, those should definitely help you, Pamela.
Okay, so water regularly. So just keep it moist, or what?
Well, you don't want to keep it too moist. What I like to do when any time I'm watering is water the plant. So it's like a deeper watering. So what I want you to do instead of, it might be easiest just to do with a watering can, but water it the first time. Say it's dried, if the soil is dried out. You water it, allow the water to run through. As you know, like the best example I can tell you is like a hanging basket. When it's really dry and you water it, the water just drips right through the bottom. So if the plant's really dry right now and you water it, let that water come through and let it sit for a minute to absorb that water. Then water it again. You're going to notice less coming out of it. And if it comes out really quick still, you're probably going to have to water it a third time just to get it that deep watering. And at that point, you might not have to water it like every day. It might be every other day, every couple days. You don't want the plant to dry out. One of the things with an amaryllis, because of the foliage is higher up, you can see the soil easier. You don't want that soil to turn that light brown at any time where it's like that really dry soil and flaky.
Yeah.
But you don't want it to be like black puddle water.
Okay.
So it's that in between where it's going to stay moist, but it's not going to be too wet.
Okay.
It's kind of a touch and go type thing where you want to do it, you know, try some different things. But the first time you're watering it, you're definitely going to water it a couple times and maybe continue to do that a few times as well.
Okay. And on the fertilizer, did you say I should use both types, the slow release and then every couple of weeks with a liquid?
Yeah, so you can use a slow release because it is very slow as it puts the nutrients out there. And then you can use the liquid the liquid fertilizer every couple weeks.
Okay.
So, I mean, the usually takes about 7 to 8 weeks for the flower to really come through, that type of thing. Might, you know, and the flower might blossom for a good amount of time, so you want to just continue that. You know, once all the leaves, once the plant has blossomed and it's done blossoming, and then the leaves come down, you know, let it dry out and start the process again of the resting period like you've done.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Pamela, thank you so much for the phone call. The phone number here is 85. Thank you so much. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Quick little story about amaryllis. When I was, I want to say it was sixth grade, maybe seventh, I can't remember. We had to do a science project, and I wanted to do it about plants. I've loved plants since I was little. My father always, you know, we talked about plants all the time. I worked with him, that type of thing. And it was towards Christmas time, so the easiest way was to do an amaryllis. So my goal was to prove that taking care of a plant and doing these types of things, watering, fertilizing, everything, would be better than doing nothing for the plant, for an amaryllis. Little did I know that amaryllis, once it's, you know, the first season, once it's been taken care of by the growers for years upon years, that the first season it usually just blooms without an issue, doesn't need soil, doesn't need much. I didn't know all these details when I was in seventh grade. So we had this process going for a couple weeks. I went in for the presentation, and the plant that I didn't take care of, water, I just put in a pot, there was no soil, was flowering and blooming better than the one that I had taken care of and done everything with. It shows that they are resilient type plants. They do like things. That being said, when you continue, you know, the next year, when you've taken an amaryllis and you've put it into storage in that cold period, that dormant period, I don't think the same results would have happened the next time. It was one of those things where I just lucked out. I always remember when I think of amaryllis, that's what I think about every time. But the fertilization and taking care of it and watering it, that's going to work. It was just a funny anecdote that, you know, I think of every time with the amaryllis. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. One of the cool things that I get to do about with the show now is I get to get text messages from my wife telling me, hey, Katie's listening, or Katie and Ella are listening, so I know they're out there listening. So good morning, guys. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you guys soon. So I get lucky that I get to announce it to everybody that, you know, I have two beautiful girls out there. So pretty cool stuff. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go right back into the lines. Who's up next?
Sandy's in Maine.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I just found out about your dad, and I, especially for your mom, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I can't get you on the radio anymore, and I don't have the internet, so I've been listening and so enjoying what you're doing, and kudos to you for taking over.
Thank you.
I could come up with a question, but I also have a couple of pointers, as I told Nathan. I live in a wooded area, as your dad knows, you, and I only get about 3 hours of sunlight direct. And that really frustrated me. I thought, well, you know, I can't grow this, I can't grow that, I can't grow that. And I want to give people hope who live in the woods. And that is that you don't have to stick to a stilby and hosta. And by the way, hostas can live in full sun. The only thing they need is a lot of water, I found out recently, belonging to the American Hosta Society. And I was really surprised about that. Some of the experts actually grow their hostas in full sun. And some of them can't be, but most of them can. And it's just a watering element, which really surprised me. But at any rate, I stuck to the shade plants, the coral bells, et cetera. And then I just said, you know, I want a lilac, I want tomatoes, I want clematis. I'd see them at the garden center, so I couldn't resist. So I brought them home and I planted them. Of course, they got very leggy. And being a biologist, I started in 75 at UMO and graduated with an entomology degree. But I started out in forestry and changed my major a couple times, plant and soil science, and then eventually entomology. And by that time, I had accumulated quite a bit of information. And in 77, I worked two summers as an intern in the greenhouse at UMO doing IPM. And it was really in its nascence back then. So, when I graduated, there were no jobs, but I'm glad to see that that's changed. But anyway, what I found was that I thought about it, and I thought, well, why can't I supplement the need for sun? I did cut some trees down, so my clematis gets 3 hours, my lilac gets 3 hours, and then it gets all that indirect sunlight filtered through the trees and a little bit in the morning. I started a heavy-duty, slow-release, organic, foliar spray regimen and also soil drenches with, I don't know if they're still advertisers. Can I say the name of the company?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Neptune's Harvest?
Yeah, it's a great product.
And your dad turned me on to that. The fish and seaweed fertilizer is the blue one. I go through a concentrated 9-pound, it's about a gallon, in one summer. And I don't have a big garden. And that's very concentrated. And every time I water any plant, I have it lined up. I have it all pre-diluted in another container with the Miracle-Gro. And I make a big batch at the beginning of the season of Epsom salts. So it's, again, very concentrated in a gallon jug. So everything is readily available. So it's easy for me. There's no, like, oh, I got to go to the basement and get the Epsom salt. It's already been, you know, it's not in crystal form anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I add that to the watering can. And before it rains, I always do this. I always fertilize plants. Either just after a rain or just before a rain. But what I'll do if I know it's going to rain is I'll go out and I'll wet the soil a little. Because if you don't, then that fertilizer could go right through, especially if you're on a hillside like I am, and just go down into the lake or something. So I like to make it so that whether it's a pot or out in the yard, get a little bit of water in the soil, too, if it's been really dry. And then go around and give each plant a dose. And I've never had to worry about overdoing it. I don't even write it down anymore. And I have full softball-sized heirloom tomatoes. I have beautiful clematis and lilac. They're not as great as everybody else's, but they're good enough for me. And I'm just amazed that it works.
That's awesome, Sandy. That's some great information out there, and I'm glad you shared it with us. I'm about to go to break, so I don't want to cut you. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Sandy and didn't want to cut her off because she had a lot of great information that she was giving us, but we were just going to break. I just wanted to reiterate a couple of things that she talked about. You know, just because you live in the shade doesn't mean there's no hope. You do have some ways, and Sandy proved that with those. The other thing that I really liked to hear from Sandy is when she fertilizes, she usually tries to do it if it's going to rain, or by watering first, or even when it's going to rain, watering, then fertilizing, and letting the water push it in there. I've always been a proponent when it comes to fertilizing is watering prior to it, or getting the plants ready. So put some water in there to absorb it. So the fertilizer, when it gets in there, slowly goes into the soil instead of just going through it quickly. So I really did have some great things from there. So Sandy, thank you so much for calling. Call anytime with any questions. What I also, or comments, you know, different things like that. Those always help, and that's part of, you know, the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's not just me giving answers. It's everybody out there giving their thoughts and how they do some things. We learn from each other, so that's it's great that you called, Sandy. So thank you. One of the other things I want to do, Sandy did mention that she, you know, she couldn't hear me on the radio, and she could listen here and there. One of the great things that we have at the website at paulparent.com is you can listen live or the podcasts. It's right on the top of the website. You click right on there. You can actually get our old shows, listen to it live right there. I was clicking on it during the break, and they already have the first hour of today's show up on the podcast. So if you missed something, you can go back and listen to it. Or the other great thing is, you don't have enough time, you want to hear some of the other parts of the show, you can listen to it later at another time. one of the things at the beginning of the show is usually when we're getting started, there's a lot of good information coming out around 6 o'clock. Then we usually have some interviews at the beginning of the hours at 7, 8, 9. This week we have one at 8 Eastern Time, so that would be the third hour. So you can look for those to get some information, and that's one way to get it. So it's pretty cool stuff. like I said, we're going to have an interview on the other side of the hour with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. So that's going to be some good information there. So stay tuned to that. It's time to get your lawn growing strong and green for spring. Start today with Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food. It contains Biotone Espoma's special blend of beneficial microbes that help your lawn absorb nutrients more easily while promoting faster greening, deeper roots, and better soil structure. Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food should be applied now in the fall, and then again in the spring, late summer, and then again in the fall. Spread evenly on a recently mowed lawn, including newly seeded and sodded areas. Water lightly after application and you're done. Like all Espoma products, all-season lawn food is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find it at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. All-season lawn food from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, so we just have about 2 minutes left. Nathan, you think we got a quick question out there we can answer? All right. So we got another minute. So I'll just give a little bit more information. One of the things we're going to talk about on the other side of the break with Victoria that I want to talk about is mosquito repellent, mosquito killer, that type of thing. They have a great product out there. We've talked about a few. West Nile is out there in the certain areas of Massachusetts. Where I'm from in Lowell, Mass., it's been found in a couple of cities around it. So it's definitely something you want to, you know, worry about. And be able to take care of, and that's what we're talking about doing. So take a look at some of the products and listen on the next side of the hour, and we can do that. While I have a minute, one of the things I wanted to do, like I said, I live in Lowell, Massachusetts. For those of you who don't know, in the past couple days in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, Mass., there was some gas issues where there were some explosions. Unfortunately, somebody lost his life from this. But one of the things I saw, and I'm not far away, is the community came together as a whole, and all the different fire departments, etc., ambulance, police, state police, etc., all went there. So those guys really deserve a thank you. I know even York, Maine came down. They went and got food to cook for everybody. But it was, it's a terrible thing that happened. But everybody came together and is working together. So really, I just want to say thank you to those guys for taking care of everyone. So I do appreciate it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.